to Pocket Pod, Animal Crossing. JB took a million pics. Episode 176. There's Joey, Bowie, Roar, and Leash.
That's me. Nobody say anything.
Do do do.
It's the quiet episode.
Do do do.
This is the opposite of the quiet episode.
We don't have anything to say.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
We don't have anything to say. Well, see you later. No news is good news, I suppose.
Wow, it's too bad there weren't any big announcements.
Oh man, no updates. Same old, same old.
Ye old.
Samesy sames.
Same as it ever was. Is that true?
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
This is not my beautiful house.
Water flowing down into the water flowing underground. Once the money's gone,
once in a lifetime.
Water flowing underground.
Yep, there we go. We got it. Perfect. Good job. Okay, now we're ready to end the episode. Liked it. Got it covered.
Pocket Pod.
No, it can't be.
Something, 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 2.0. Done.
2.0, you say?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Spoilers.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, fair.
Problematic.
It's true.
Is that song canceled?
Feel like it should be. I mean, Greece in general, they were not nice people.
No.
Wait, are you talking about the country in ancient Greece? You're talking about the musical.
I should clarify.
Whoa, Greece lightning. They were not very nice. Greece lightning. Go, Greece lightning.
Okay, fair enough. I agree. I remember when I first...
Not the Grecians.
No, Grecians? Not the Grecians.
As a country, I'm sure they're delightful. The
Greco-Roman Empire.
The Grecians. Nope.
That sounds wrong.
Nope, I'm going to stop right there.
Should not be making... Okay, hey, we've got
some stuff. Follow-ups.
Just a couple follow-ups, and then we can just like call it a day, right?
Yeah, just a few follow-ups. Nothing soups big. Just you know, our friendly neighborhood Discord friends had a few things that they wanted to say to us.
I think you guys are singing the wrong song.
Yeah,
that's true. We were.
Do 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 do. They sound so similar if you just say do a bunch of times.
The words are the same.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. I don't want to wait
for a follow up.
Not a follow oops.
Not a follow oops.
We just decided, by the way, we've been saying Correction Creek all this time. That's wrong. It's been follow up and follow oops this whole time.
Get it?
FYI. Oh, I get it.
Alicia's like, not a fan. We were very excited about
tradition.
Oh,
because it's been 176 episodes. Got to freshen something up.
Air out the sheets.
Our delightful Discord friends just wanted to acknowledge how absolutely brilliant we are. And so that's why I wanted to share.
Well,
we are pretty smart.
So last week's just wild prediction episode, which were not nearly as wild as we had predicted. They were actually pretty reasonable predictions because we were not that far off.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Without getting too far ahead of ourselves, let's see. Actually, there's no specifics in here.
It was just I know one that was specific that we were right on the money with. Yeah. It was Cap'n taking us to Mystery Islands.
That's true.
Well, that was a big deal.
That was right on the nosies.
What's so funny is that I don't know where I don't know where Cap'n came from in my head when I asked you guys about Cap'n.
So it's
possible I was influenced by the internet, and so it's possible like that came from the spoilers of the internet.
I've refused to
believe
that.
Don't know. But I didn't read anything more than that. I just read Cap'n was a possibility, maybe.
Cap'n.
But I thought I was reading, like, you know, wild predictions. I didn't think I was reading known spoilers.
Right.
So
no,
I'm going to assume I was reading wild predictions when I read that.
I mean,
But then talking about going to Mystery Islands, that was nothing that I read. So on the freaking money.
Yay. Yeah. That was exciting. Crushed that was so it. Great seeing little Cap'n appear there. And I was like, he's at the dock. We said, yeah. Also, we did say at the dock. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Where else would the dock? Because where? Yeah, exactly. Where else would it mm-hmm. be? Because mm-hmm. there's no room at the airport dock. Like mm-hmm. that's no, kind of busy.
Too, the dock is too tall.
You have to hop down. They have to build us a little staircase over there.
Mm-hmm. Why bother when there's already one at Cap'n Boat?
There's already a perfectly good dock that no one uses that much anyway.
That's right.
Except to take a running jump into the water. I will say a lot of people over the last however many months since last October have been asking for farming more than more than pumpkins, and now we're that's coming. We'll talk more about that.
And I think we talked about wanting craftable foods, and I don't think we talked about it in last episode.
I don't remember.
No, I don't think we did, but we definitely talked about it.
Yeah,
especially after Thanksgiving when we got all those recipes and things,
and then couldn't make them again. I remember that was so heartbreaking. I was like, oh, these beautiful foods that we can't put in our houses. Like
Franklin, do something. Right? Give us the power.
He wanted to. Franklin wanted to give it to us, but Nintendo was like, not yet.
What did it say here?
So that was pretty cool. That was a delight. I'm trying to think of anything else. I'm sure there were other things that we called. Maybe.
I think some of the feedback was actually in a different thing. That's why I can't find it.
Oh, no worries.
It was in the main feed, so that's why I'm not finding it. But yeah, lots of like, how did we get that so right?
That's so sweet.
We just know this game, and we just knew based on lots of conversations for 175 episodes.
Dreaming what might big. Come.
We also what got a come. Bit wrong.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. We
wished our little hearts out. Yes. We've been wishing.
They
for
also there's no out loud. There is no way they showed us absolutely everything because there could be tiny delights. But there could be like quality of life things that are a little bit too boring to put in a 20-minute big hits
that's
video.
True. Mm-hmm.
So they very well could fix annoying have to click through too many windows. Like maybe we'll find there's fewer clicks through the dodo process.
Maybe Isabel will tell us about new things.
Right? Ooh, maybe they'll add some dialogue. Like if they're gonna throw all this stuff in the game, they're not gonna not also change some of those stuff. So I suspect we're gonna have
little
tiny
changes.
Quality of life changes. Nothing
that's totally fair.
Nothing they're going to write home about, but maybe they will.
I would write home
maybe,
about everything.
Maybe the day of launch, they're going to be like, by the way, since we didn't mention it, you might notice. And then they're going to be stacked crafting and all the other stuff we also asked for.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We can dream. I'm excited. Dream big. I mean, I can't wait regardless.
Until it's not there, I'm still dreaming for it.
Oh, for sure. Keep on dreaming. Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone tell
plus,
you your dreams are wrong.
I know this is another spoiler for, it's not a spoiler, but this has already aired. But they did mention this is the last free major update.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
So there's, that major is the key word there because there likely will still be tiny iterations.
Right.
Sure.
And there might even be more holidays. Like, right. Like, I feel like those are not considered major.
Right.
Upgrades is when they add a holiday
also,
or.
It's such a big, this big dump of big dump. That makes it sound terrible. This huge release of so many new things.
This big dump they gave us.
This giant dump. This smelly dump. Just kidding. But it's this huge amount of stuff. They could have slowly trickled this out. And I think it's really lovely that because we waited so long, they're releasing everything out in one big, here you go, guys. Right. You waited so long. Right. And we know
And we haven't been talking about it at all.
Yes.
No chatter.
We've been working so hard for so long. And
there's a brilliant marketing strategy behind it that we'll definitely get into when we get to the second part of all of this. But I think they could have trickled it out, but there's a very clear reason why they didn't.
I'm glad that they did not. I'm glad they made this decision. I think that's the right way to go.
I agree that the little minor updates that are likely still to come could still be, there's going to be bug fixes 100%.
Sure.
We're going to walk right in.
Butt fixes.
Also butt fixes. We don't know.
Is there something wrong with?
There could be bug and butt fixes.
Not enough butts.
Enough butts. More butts. Dream sweet.
When you sit
still
in
get
the
new
snow, leave a butt print.
There could still be new bugs and critters. A minor update could be bugs
print.
And critters.
So cute. Little butt heart print.
Butt heart print.
And you can have a butt heart print with next to your favorite character. This was missing from the update.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In the snow, when our characters trip and fall, do they leave a snow angel in the ground? In New Horizons?
Is it something they used
to
do?
Yes,
a
that
snow
was something
smush?
That happened in other Animal Crossing games.
Like an angel
game.
Specifically or like a smush?
Like a snow angel, legit. I'm pretty sure that is real. Did I dream it up? Is that something that came out of our brain? I'm pretty sure that was something that legit was in other Animal Crossing.
Well, listeners,
Do you tell me?
And specifically low?
Low, double check. I guess we could also look to the internet. Instead of depending on all of our amazing listeners who...
No.
But anyway, I just thought of that when we talked about the butt prints.
So curious.
Butt prints or snow
butt
angels?
Prints.
Both.
And I want sand butt prints as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, when you said butt prints, I immediately thought of like sitting in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but
cute.
Like, what if you like came out of the water and then sat down on like a wood bench, right? And you
leave a little wet butt.
A little wet butt print on a wooden bench.
Hashtag butt print.
We should definitely have more realistic butt prints.
I'm okay if they're heart-shaped. They don't have to be super realistic.
I don't mean realistic shape-wise. I just meant like reasons why a butt print would be left, right?
That's fair.
You sat on your couch too long playing video games. Ooh, butt
love
print.
It. Yeah. Awesome. We are.
You stepped in and then sat in some paint and then went to someone's house and sat on their couch. Butt print.
Freshly DIY'd furniture that's a different color. Now your butt is also that color. Your little pants are that color until you change them.
I just got this from Cyrus. What happened?
No. Oh my goodness.
Anyway. So the follow-up is, we got it right, guys. We got it perfectly right. Nailed it. Nailed it.
It's hard to be this good at stuff.
Hashtag nailed it.
So, spread the word. PocketPod knows what's up.
Hashtag.
All this time, Nintendo's been
Pocket
listening.
PocketPod knows
but...
what's up. It's very long.
Yeah.
Hashtag PocketPod knows.
What's up?
Sure. What's up?
But yeah, all this time, we've been saying Nintendo's listening, but, little did he know, we've been listening back, Nintendo. Oh.
The
bug works both ways.
We found it, and then we reverse engineered it, because we're just that smart.
That's right.
Yep. Wow. We're those hackers in the movies that can just, like,
hackers?
Find...
Clack, 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 clack. I'm in.
that can find a bug and go, I know what to do with this.
Hack the planet.
They're trashing our rights.
Trash it. It's the best movie ever.
Hashtag best movie ever.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, do we want to move into some what's new, hot topic, news?
Yes. Do we want to do a PSA at the top of this?
Yes, we're going to do a PSA. Yes, too. Yeah.
PSA.
Yes. Do you want to lead the way? It looks like you really want to.
I want to lead
the way.
Sarah,
take the wheel.
Sarah, serve the public. Announce something.
Hello, public. Hello, listeners. We want to remind you that Series 5 Amiibo are coming out, and now is the time to be watchful for pre-orders that are popping up, and you might see people talking about them on Twitter or other social media things.
They last less than a day.
They might only last an hour or two, sure.
If you miss your friends telling you about it for 3 hours and you go check the link and it's just gone, there you are. There you have
it. Try to keep an eye out and see and order. If you are have the ability to do so and have funds that you are willing to throw at Amiibo cards, keep an eye out.
Yeah.
And some places will have a limit of one purchase per customer. Some places might have three.
And they're also different prices.
In Canada, it was like Walmart had them for household. Like
40 cents cheaper.
40 cents to buy. But was that
Best Buy shipping was like ridiculous.
Was it like, I think it was like $5 or $6 for shipping?
It was like $3.99 for one, $4.99 for two, and then $5.99 for three. I'm like, really? $5.99 for three little flappy things of cardboard?
That's true. They could stick it in the same mailer for any of those, couldn't they? Questionable.
Well,
also,
I mean, if they're using a bubble mailer, we know that those cost three times as much as just a flat
bubble mailer. Yeah, but
mailers.
They get the
flat mailer.
They get the company discounty thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Or I don't know. Shipping in the U.S. is a friggin' nightmare right now. So.
Also, some of these places might let you do pickup in store, which you could save.
But Best Buy did not.
Oh, really?
For me.
Oh, lame. I just was like, I don't even want to bother with it because I just
it wasn't even an option.
Boo.
I tried.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to pay $5.99.
Yeah. That's the cost of
a pack.
Yeah. So you're really paying for four packs is what you're saying.
Four packs for the three packs
for
the
price
of four.
What a deal.
Yes. So some of us were able to pre-order some. So keep your fingers crossed for more.
Two out of three in this room.
Two out of three.
It's true. I don't like my odds, but I like your odds. The
There's
odds are
time.
In your favor.
Hey, and we don't know. They might have. I'm hoping the Kimber's Frost. Don't know where that.
Keep the Kimber's Frosted.
That there will be a better supply of these in the Sanrio cards because those guys were so hard to obtain. Hopefully, maybe on November 5th, when they're going to come out, they'll be more readily available for us to pick up for those of us who go into stores.
I mean, the difference with this is like it's not one and done like the Sanrio ones.
Oh,
like,
right.
We're gonna want a bunch of them and we're going to be trading and whatnot.
That's
so,
right. That's the fun. Trading off. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's right. 48 total, guys. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
And how many are in a pack?
Six. And I think there's two NPC cards. No, one NPC card per pack. Is that correct? I mean, it's two. I can't remember.
I thought it was... Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it does say on
the... Two and four, one and five.
2 to 4, 1 to 5.
I know there's 48 cards in the series.
Correct.
So
there's 8 packs.
But like, I don't know if it's like a perfect thing or if they like completely mix and...
Are there more than 8 packs? Do we know?
I think it's just all jumbled up randomly.
It's all jumbled
up. There's not like a numbered pack. That's where they get you.
Yeah. It's like, you can't just get like series 5 pack 1, series 5 pack 2.
The pain
if
of
it was that
tradable
easy.
Cards.
But I don't know how they do it. But I'm just saying,
because you can get 4 packs
and
end up with 4 Megans.
They could still do that, but not tell you. They could still have like 50 different pack combinations and just not tell you.
That's true. They might have a finite number of combinations, but it's not just 8.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
I wish it was. Then I would just get.
They might have a specific strategy, but it's if only it was just 8, and then you could just like look at a serial number on the back and be like,
game the system. Cool. Oh man.
No, I don't think it works that way.
They want
unless,
us to spend
unless
all the
I'm
months.
Wrong. If anyone knows, I would love people.
Where's the factory?
Yeah. But yeah,
take us to a secret factory.
We're gonna try to find them and trade them. And
yeah, I can't wait.
If we end up with dupes, we might be helping out our listeners. So you know, keep an eye out and ear out for that too.
That sounds delightful. But yeah, that's it for the PSA. Keep an eye out if you're interested.
Yeah,
cool.
Could be fun. But
do we want to?
Yeah.
Do we want to keep talking about like segue into characters or do we want to keep going?
I think there's a couple interesting things to say about the amiibos because
that's what I was
saying. Yeah, let's go for it.
I popped a link in our
Discord. It didn't work for me.
Oh no.
Oh.
Tell me about this.
I think
link.
It got cut off. What a
What
a bummer, link.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hold on
it
again.
Says,
gonna search one more time.
404.
Womp womp.
One more time.
Those new characters though. We want to talk about those while we're looking for the link.
Yeah.
There are some very cute new characters. I know when that bunny first walked on the screen with those big eyes, I was like, holy cow.
Sweet bun bun.
What a cute little character. I think a few didn't appear in the direct that I'm very interested in, and one of them has some very special ear innards.
Mm-hmm. The big eyed bunny,
Sasha.
Her name is Sasha. Mm-hmm. She is a brand new.
She's a cutie.
And the reason I'm saying the words brand new is because I got a heads up from our friend Lo that not all of these villagers are new to the Animal Crossing world.
Oh my gosh.
And this link I've just shared with you guys tells us which ones are not
new. Which one
new.
Is not new? I'm
if you
so
scroll
excited.
Down. So first of all, I'm going to name these quickly and we'll dive into some of these in the future.
Yeah.
We have Ione, who is beautiful and she looks like the sky. So I
know. I made that connection too. Yes.
She's named after Ione Sky. So we're going to learn all about Ione Sky.
I agree.
Who's Ione Sky?
From 80s, John Cusack.
Oh, is it One Crazy Summer?
No, the other one.
Oh, Better Off Dead.
Oh
my gosh.
Say anything.
Yeah, the jukebox. Not jukebox. Yeah. He held a jukebox over his head.
That's a very, very heavy jukebox. Yeah. Boombox.
Boombox, that's right.
Yeah.
Ione Sky.
Yes, Ione. We got Tian Sheng, who's an adorable little monkey. It's one of the cuter monkeys I've seen.
It's like a monkey king.
Shino is a stunning deer with the really pointy...
I think...
Horns.
Sarah, you're thinking about Shino.
I was thinking Shino was a goat, and I think Shino is
It looks like, okay.
Oh.
But I'm not sure.
New deer.
Well,
it says her.
In here, yeah, she,
oh, it says
she
deer.
A deer.
Oh,
but this, make her way to Animal
Crossing. This could be incorrect. But they don't have all the details.
Also interesting. Yeah,
but it looks like a deer style shape.
Yeah,
village.
Wait. Now I forget what goats look like.
No, I also
I think
I'm
the goats have different shaped heads. They're a little bit.
Do any of the female deer have antlers?
Not normally.
So I'm not sure. It'll be cool to find out. And does it matter?
This could be adornments on a female deer. It could be
true.
A first.
And who even, and does it even
are
matter?
Are there rules?
Let's let Shino be who Shino is.
That's also true. We got Marlo, this very interesting monochrome black
my
and white
gosh.
Hamster.
I love his face.
I love his little emo. He's kind of...
He's going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, he's got a marble mouth.
Yeah. He's so cute.
Petri looks like potentially like just like... 3D glasses. Just looks
like
3D glasses.
With his little ears.
Little ear-innered 3D glasses.
Oh, my bad. How can I tell?
Doesn't matter. Cephalobot is giving our buddy Octavian a run for his money right here.
Yes.
He is my new favorite cephalopod.
I think it's a deer. I'm still back on Sheena.
That's okay. Oh, that's cool.
And then we have Quinn, who's another female eagle, which is like a long time coming because I think she's like number three.
Yeah, there haven't been two.
It's,
what is
it's
like
just Amelia and Celia and now Quinn.
That's right. Breaking from the Ilya tradition of female eagles.
Alexis in another language.
Interesting. Ooh.
Stare and
so,
Alexis.
So then we have, we're bringing some back. Eight of these I've never heard of, but they are return friends. I've never met Chadwick the penguin before.
Chadwick is such a great name, and I love it.
Chadwick looks like a cross between three other penguins we already have, though. I looked at him, and I was like, so you're basically Cube and Rolled and Puck combined.
I'm here for him. I think he's great.
I have no problem with that. He's adorable.
For sure.
They don't have a picture of Zoe here. Do you remember who Zoe is?
Zoe. I can't remember off the top of my head. Let me see. I'll go back to that.
But she's a normie norm. Yeah, why aren't there pictures of them in
Where's Chadwick?
Chadwick is...
How come I can't see him?
Yeah, they for some reason that website they just listed. Here's what he looks like, Leash. He's a cute little penguin. He's got like little earmuffs looking. Can you see him there?
He's very cute. Little Puck kind of too.
Where is he in the screenshots you took, JB?
Yeah, he is. Because I have all the screenshots of all of them.
Zoe is an anteater. She's teal and has like a little cute three eyelashes
beneath. She's very cute.
She looks very excited. She must be a peppy type. Or normie. He could be normie.
We got Rio, who's a long neck bird, who's beautiful. Red with little yellow little stars on her cheeks.
I love her little starry cheeks.
We got Ace, who's like a classic little bird.
I love Ace's eyes expression. Mm. He's got like those disinterested eyes, like meh.
We got kind of classic kind of blank stare eyes Fret with big bushy Scorsese eyebrows.
I love his eyebrows. Those are good.
We have Azalea the rhino. We got a new lady cute. Rhino.
Beautiful. Yeah, with her little nose flower.
Yes, nose flower. Matches her shirt flowers. Very cute.
Very cute. Roswell is a very cool looking croc or alligator.
Mm-hmm. Croc. He's got croc circles.
Crocagator.
Crop circles. Croc circles.
He looks fancy. And then Faith, she's so cute with her little flower.
Oh, what a precious.
She's kind of got like the June vibes going on.
She does. Right? She even has a little tropical lay in her default outfit.
Fresh.
Yeah. So these are all of our new friends. Oh, love them. They're so cute. Sorry, I probably deep dived a little more than I meant to, but.
That's okay.
Oh, so exciting to see new friends.
Which one are you most excited for?
Cephalobot was one of my faves after
What?
The- I know.
It's so great.
You know why?
Has had a turnaround.
Because he's a robot. Ah! He is not a problem for me because he's a robot.
Oh, fair enough.
Right?
I mean, I feel like
he meets
also
my requirements for...
That's what you mean, Octoberg?
Octobot? Octobot.
His name is Octoberg in another language.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's so cute.
So Cephalobot Octoberg was definitely one of my faves. I always love seeing a lady eagle.
Oh my gosh.
And sweet little Ione caught my attention because she's got little stars on her
tail.
She
looks sleepy.
She's very
so cute.
Sleepy.
I like
she just has stars on her tail. She has stars upon the ours.
She's I looked up her Japanese name because it's like Supika? I can't remember, but it's like after the one of the brightest stars in the constellation Vega, Spica, which I thought was kind of cool. Mm. So that sounds like what she's named after, which is neat. So it's another constellation. She's obviously makes sense.
See, I love stars. I love Celeste. So she fits in with that. She fits in with that little
that aesthetic
little setup. Yeah.
I love it. Very
Ooh,
cute.
Cold
They're
water
great.
On my leg. Oops.
Cute.
Okay.
They're all great. I'm very excited.
Should we move on to the main event?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it. Let me.
What's new?
Sail away. New Horizons 2.0. What's new?
2.0.
Hot topics.
Ooh, it's a hot topic.
Yum.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's start with the pigeon in the room.
The pigeon.
The giant pigeon in the room.
Oh, that reserved and classy pigeon.
Mr. Brewster. So it is, in fact, Brewster.
Yeah.
It is also a follow-oops, I guess.
Nah, it's fine.
I think, didn't we know right before, because we had seen, like, the blurry image?
We were pretty sure.
I was not convinced.
Yes, Leash was
it still could have been his nephew that looked just like him.
Fair enough.
Twin brother.
I think you had a great name for him. Browster, is that what it was?
No, that wasn't the name. What was the name?
I think there was like an alternate name that you had created, and I also do not remember what it was.
I already forgot. My notes.
It was great.
It's gone now.
It's gone.
Booster.
It's gone forever.
Oh,
Booster. But yeah, it's definitely our buddy Brewster.
Yep.
I guess we won't be having a job working with Brewster. We'll just be getting coffee.
As far as we know.
Yeah. But coffee with Brewster or coffee with friends.
With friends.
Or coffee with NPCs.
Yes.
Yeah, you can bring villagers over. Yes. You can bring your own amiibo friends over. You can interact with them, unlike on Harv's Island.
Yep.
Right.
Where they're just little robots.
They're little mannequins that move around to do what you tell them to do.
They're not real.
And I noticed, guys, at the counter, you can sit at the counter if you're solo with getting a drinking their coffee. But I noticed that by the register, like, kind of reminded me of New Leaf, that there's a little sign that has
a
takeout cup. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get a coffee to go.
Yeah.
I hope that comes back. I'm pretty excited.
Question,
but
Rar.
Yes.
In past Brewster events, coffee drinking.
Yes.
Do you get like energy from drinking coffee?
That wasn't a thing in Animal Crossing before that I recall. Okay. But it was just
I'm pretty sure
bonus.
In the video we saw when you drank a coffee, you got like three or four.
Oh, did you?
Like it's like
when
eating
when you made stuff.
Oh, for
which
the
we'll get
with,
to.
With, oh, right, oh right. With later. I thought it was coffee too. That maybe it was later on. But with those things, it was like
right.
One,
that's why I was curious if
yeah.
I bet
coffee works similarly. Like it's probably more than one piece of fruit. Yeah.
We'll have to see if it just makes you go faster. I think that was something we said.
Oh, speed effects. That's like Stardew Valley.
Right. Stardew makes you go faster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of comments, by the way. This got the Stardew Valley and Sims update that everyone was asking for.
And speaking of Stardew, we can shout out that there's the new trailer released for the teaser for Concerned Ape's new game.
Yeah.
Which is Haunted Chocolatier, is that right?
Sounds like a lot of weird, enjoyable fun.
Yeah, it sounds cool. So there you go. Look it up. But yeah, the roost itself looks cute too, because I saw there was photos on the wall.
Did you see there was a very special photo on the wall? It's the last picture in my screenshot pile.
Oh.
If you zoom
I don't know what the last
in,
one in your screenshot pile is.
There's a very cute picture.
I'm guessing, is it the one featuring two very sweet friends together?
It is the one featuring two very sweet friends who have worked in the same building on and off for many years.
Love it.
It is our dear friend, Brewster, with his dear friend, Blathers. Wow.
Yes,
his name went left out of my head for a second.
So cute. You're fine.
And then there's KK in one of the photos. Uh-huh. And then, what's the other photo? It's a little blurry.
The other photo is the outside picture of the like brick and mortar roost that you get in New Leaf, which is really sweet.
Oh, where it all began. So essentially before whatever.
Well, that's okay. Where he had a brick and mortar structure and then decided, you know what? I want to go back and be part of the museum again.
Yeah.
I look forward to walking into the roost and just like being able to like look at the detail and like zoom in a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. It's true.
I wonder if you look at those pictures, it goes, huh?
What's this? There's text written in small print at the bottom.
That
would be great.
If there's little placards, if you get really close to it. Oh my god, so fresh.
I would love it.
But yeah, you can bring your friends over. So like we could go and hop over to the roost and
have a little coffee chat.
Be great for book clubs.
Yes.
Oh my god, future book clubs at the roost. Blathers Bookworms.
So
you heard it here first.
Have a little
actually, the next Blathers Bookworms meetup is like November 7th, I think. So I think unless there's other plans, they should be having it at the Roost. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh my gosh. Make it
apologies
happen.
Apologies for volunteering whoever's hosting that.
That's
on
true.
If nothing else, we'll do it in December.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, the Roost looks great itself. It just looks so cozy and sweet. I love that you can invite amiibo characters who might bring other friends with them.
Because if you have amiibos that don't live on your island, you could still hang out with them at the roost. Because I have so many amiibos I like haven't brought over because I'm so impatient and like I can't lose anyone that's living on my island.
Oh, sure.
They live on my island and they've built a life there.
I know.
They're not ready to move on.
No.
Or I'm not ready to let them move on.
I'm comfortable with the villagers I have.
Oh, I get it.
It's hard. It's hard out there. It's hard.
It's a hard world.
It is.
It's a hard, comfy, temperate island with beautiful weather all the time.
But speaking of
no actual responsibilities.
It is. But speaking of being hard out there, you can also just like go wander off the pier and do something and maybe relax for a little bit. What happens when you do that now?
Nothing.
Wander off the pier. This is like, go dark. Take a long walk off a short pier. I'm like, walk, is that what you're saying to me?
This is a terrible segue, but help me. Help me, friend.
Are you talking about walking onto Captain's boat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You. That was a perfect A plus segue. And I
terrible
was just
segue.
Like, no, it was good.
Thanks for dropping all the balls I sent your way.
I'm so sorry.
I did it on purpose.
You sure did. I did not.
Sure
it was
did.
Not on purpose for
thanks.
Me.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I left you holding the bag.
Just twisting
I
in the
I volleyed it over the net and it just whoop,
there's
fall.
There's the ball. There it is, Joelle.
All the
did
metaphors.
Did you mean to send the ball over here?
So many metaphors.
I want to get that.
Picking it up.
Anyway, Cap'n takes you to a magical, mystical island of randomness.
All sorts of random mystical islands.
Only 1,000 bells to travel. Great.
So great.
That's, what a bargain.
Great. So great.
It's better better than getting the tickets, the Nook Miles tickets.
Yes, which you don't have to worry about trading tickets.
A pain in the patootie to go and get sometimes.
Right? It's true. This is
what's special about these islands.
I believe the words new, what did they say? Like new flora, new.
Sure.
What did she say?
That's what she said.
I don't remember. I just remember
new
glowing weeds and clambery vine thingies.
Clambery
you can climb
vine
up.
Things.
You can actually climb those vines.
Question about those climbing vines and I want to know.
Climbing vine. Question.
Can you replant them and can they make climby vines in my neck
of the woods? I want to know that too.
I feel pretty certain you can bring them to your island because I feel like then we saw them on islands after we
did
saw
we?
Them.
Oh, I don't remember.
Unless I saw them later in part
remember.
Two, I definitely saw the vines on other islands.
I'm excited.
Post.
It'll be great to see.
I
the crafting material.
I think the whole point
material.
Is you're able to collect things there and bring them home.
Yay.
So if I can collect those glowing weeds or flowers, whatever the heck those were, and if I can collect the new vegetations and vines.
Well, I don't know if they were just for crafting purposes or if they're plantable. I hope they're plantable.
They
That's
look really cute.
I don't want you dangling vines in front of me and then not letting me take them home with me.
Just because, dangling them.
Because, don't dangle the vines.
Because
don't
that is an aesthetic vines. I'm very interested
no
in.
No vine tangling.
Because I find my cliffs are boring as heck.
Ah.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily want to put
a row of them together. Right? So
because
pretty.
Right
yeah.
now when people Lush. Are decorating, like in order to like hide their cliffs, they put all those like
The panels
in front of them,
it's
or
true.
You like you do all these kinds of things. I just want to like make them look more natural and
yes.
put some vines up. And then
sounds
this
very
and that.
Appealing.
That's what I want to do
as a decorative element. It would be great yeah. too.
Well, I hope that our hopes and dreams are fulfilled.
So that's a yes. dream suite because yeah. I just assumed I'd get to take them home with me.
Decorative yeah. and functional dream suite.
Do want
indeed. Me
but
too.
Yeah. The gist I get is you go to that island and you get new things that you don't necessarily have access to.
Right.
But yes. also it's different times of day, different seasons.
Different, yeah.
Yes.
Different.
So you
and
can access snowflakes when it's not winter. You right. can access leaves and
did
acorns.
Did I see like stars yes. already on the beach?
Yes. That's a big deal too.
Wow.
You can right. just collect so stars.
And then yeah. you can wish. And then when you wish, do they come to your island the
I
next
hope they
day?
Would. That'd be so
I wonder
sweet.
If that's how that works. So you get there, maybe you get to collect a few, and then you also look up and
I want it.
And
I
wish
great.
A few. Oh, so
especially
so beautiful.
I know it's hard. Sometimes you just don't have the time to play when there's going to be stars and you don't know when there's going to be stars. If you could randomly get to a mystery island during the day. Sounds like such a great idea.
Yeah.
I love it. Great innovation.
Yeah.
We didn't even ask for that.
No.
And there it is.
I mean, I never even thought of that. I was like, that's fine. It's fine.
I love it.
I'm good. I can work within the schedule I live in and
yeah.
or time travel if I can't, you know.
Nice.
I'm good.
All for 1,000 bells.
Are there different insects from different
seasons?
Different seasons.
There's
yeah.
be.
You can fish.
That's the idea. So like if it's off season, you can catch,
fishing.
You know,
really
winter
and bugs.
Winter bugs. Yes. So the fact that I didn't play for about 4 months and I've missed all of the summer things.
Mm-hmm.
Completely
sure
I can now go try to find some summer islands
mm-hmm.
and go and catch up from what I missed over the
yes.
last few months while I wasn't playing as much.
That is good.
Very excited.
I like this, and maybe it's just I like this, but no, I do, I like this better than the plane to the other
mystery
islands.
Yeah,
yeah. And hopefully maybe the load time might not be so long. Is that wishful thinking? I guess it doesn't matter. It probably
He's
is going
to
make
be
a
singing
load.
To us.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, the bonus of Cap'n singing.
A good reason for me to turn the volume on, because that is beautiful singing.
Oh,
so either way opens up the opportunity for a minor update of Fruit Islands.
Oh, yeah.
Which I really do want.
Did they mention new fruit? That didn't come up, right?
They did not show or mention, at least I didn't see. They said
and more when it came to farming.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Yeah, because they only...
They didn't say pumpkins, because that was the last one on the thing. But they said, and more. And I was like, you mean pumpkins? Because you already have those.
Yeah.
I see those pumpkins. I'm not sure if that's what you meant.
Wouldn't that be funny if it's just the pumpkins? And we're like, okay, guys.
But like, we're in October, so nice try. We're on it.
Yeah.
They're year-round, guys.
Hold up, hope.
Cap'n is so precious, too. Just his little
sea shanties.
So beautiful. I'm in.
Yeah, he's
so a cutie. So then what happened? So we came back from our mystery islands with Cap'n.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then we flew somewhere.
Harv's
Island.
To Harv. Yes.
And Harv's Island, it's my least favorite place to go because there's not much
boring
to do there.
Unless you want to take a picture.
Unless you want to go and decorate empty rooms with robot villagers.
Or have a purple party.
Or have a purple party without your friend JB.
To purposely exclude JB. These are your options.
Now you can have a purple party in the roost.
Because there's no amiibos for JB for you to bring over. No, although I just really would have been robot version of me. Would have been some real twisted stuff. Would have been like some real nightmare. Uncanny Valley situation.
I promise I wouldn't make anything unpleasant. I would have it purple. It would be great. But yes, you wouldn't be there to enjoy it.
I wouldn't have actually experienced it directly. That's the whole thing. Anyway,
Black Mirror
situation. So Harv's Island, if you just take a little gander to the right and just take a little walkie-walk, Harv is hanging out with someone who's got a little makeover. She looks so beautiful.
She's so cute with her little hippie outfit.
Oh, yeah, she was wearing... I was like, I was like confused. I was contextually, I'm like, she's wearing a hippie outfit. Does she always wear a hippie outfit?
No, I think it's because she's hanging out with Harv. With Harv,
right?
No,
it's so sweet. When she was in the city, she was all, you know, done up in purples and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she had her little leather fringe vest going on. Yeah.
Precious and a half.
She's going to give us new haircuts.
Yes. 11 new hairstyles, I think they mentioned this total.
Did they show you how that goes through? Like before, it was like she'd ask you like a bunch of random questions had to guess.
Oh,
which was fun.
I kind of hope it's random, like so you don't know what you're getting, but you get to keep it, which is fun.
Yeah, so you can go back and remake it after you learn it.
And there's some fun ones. There's a mushroom haircut.
Oh my gosh, the so many cute hairdos.
Big mushroom
classic
cut.
Hairstyles. Really
some
cute.
Interesting new ones.
Definitely
I'm
adorable.
Excited.
And I think it's like some of them are brought with the top fab. They say top four fab hairstyles, and then also Harriet hairstyles are available.
Harriet, that's her name. We called her Shampoodle.
Shampoodle is the name of her shop.
It's
so
her shop name.
Synonymous. But yeah, Harriet is Shampoodle.
But she sets up shop in like a little chair right in the middle of this big field.
It's pretty cute. It's kind of hippie-like,
isn't
it?
But what's going on in the field? Because there's so much more in this field.
So much more. There's some signs out.
Yes. And gyroids waiting to be given money.
It kind of looks like Pocket Camp.
Oh.
Right?
A little bit.
There's little camper
little campers.
Vans.
That's true. Right? They do bring their
and
campers.
And it's kind of the marketplace set up for the Pocket Camp.
Yes, to invite old friends and friends that we already have to come back.
Old friends and friends that we already have.
Old friends from other Animal Crossing
that we
games,
haven't
plus
yet
friends
seen.
That we've seen in New Horizons, plus. I suppose.
So the ones we've already met, so Leaf has now a spot.
So
Kicks.
You pay to Red. Is that how it works? You pay.
Yeah, it looks
similar
like you,
style. I don't know if there's other tasks involved.
Oh yeah, we don't know yet, but it looks like there is some sort of.
I wonder if you have to
collect
things or buy certain things and kind of.
Yeah,
it's funny when
related to the shop.
Patronize it. Yeah.
That's quite possible. It could be. Who knows what it could be? I mean, seeing the gyros.
I feel like they want to make you work for
it,
right?
You gotta go collect some weeds or something on Mystery Islands for a Leaf or something.
Yeah, because they made you work for the museum.
That's
right?
True. You had to collect some things.
You had
like
to
some
collect. I remember there was like
a number of
iron
catches.
That I was like so low on iron. How do I get iron to do this thing? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, okay. I remember because for me it was just a year ago. Okay.
Oh, that's right. You all had to restart. She had to do it twice.
You had to get like a bunch of raw supplies.
Yeah, when Malaween first started, I think I delivered her like here.
Nice.
Yeah. You're gonna need all this iron, so take it.
You'll be wanting this.
Yeah, but Yeah, and like with Leaf, like to unlock like the hedge, I think you need to do certain things.
Oh, wow,
like,
yeah, collecting weeds or something.
Some specific, you had to buy a certain amount of stuff to unlock the hedge.
I don't remember that.
Well, because the hedge unlocked in a different way when he first came into play.
Gotcha.
But if you join the game later, there's a different way to unlock Leaf that I had to figure out. And I think Lo finally helped me because I was like, I just want the hedges.
Give me those hedges.
Very frustrating. But yeah, so I think, I hope that there's more to than just give us all your money. I hope it's, yeah. I hope there's like a process to it.
Because I got a lot of that.
Like, right. I would like to go collect things for you. Like, maybe, yeah, can I get you some bugs? Can
Tom
I go,
Nook style.
Can I go craft yeah. random things for you? Can Ooh. I, you know, can I go deep diving and find you a very special pearl? I don't know, something.
Ooh. Can we talk about the new old?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, please.
So we've got Leaf, yeah. we've got Cyrus and what's
and
her
Reese.
Face?
Reese and Cy, because it's recycled.
So they're letting uh-huh. you customize some of those Nook Mile.
Yeah, the special items.
Yeah, the things that you can only trade.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That
like people, special colors
and like
too,
and like people spend so much like stuff like people trade for so much
sure.
to get like I just want the yellow lighthouse. Aww. I will give you a Mona Lisa for a yellow lighthouse. Like these are trades that actually happen like on Nookazon mm-hmm. and stuff
sure.
right now. And Spot and now up. You can just go take your regular black and white lighthouse and go have Reese or Cy just customize it for
Ta-da.
You.
Yep.
So that's great. And then who we have Tortimer.
Yep.
What is he up to?
What that is what okay. that is what I have a question for
he's
because he's
there.
Some sort of storage because he says if you want me to store anything for you just let me know or if you want to access the storage so I don't know if that means my question is does that just mean he's like a way to access your storage so you can buy stuff while you're at Harb's however you want to say it and have it
and just
sent it back
home
like so it gets put into your storage or is it something else is it some other type of storage I don't know
or is he a memory storage
or my memories
I'm curious what purpose he'll have, but I'm just glad he's there because there was rumors of his untimely
yes.
demise. And
that was very
rumors
early
of
on.
His untimely demise were mistaken. And
Yay.
I'm very happy about
he's
that.
Alive. Happy about that.
But
he's alive and kicking.
It's still hanging in there.
Who else was there?
Katrina.
Yes. She's on the left.
Yes. She's gonna be telling your
very
daily
exciting.
Fortune.
So great.
Giving you prediction. We'll see what that entails because that might mean you have another Animal Crossing thing could make you have like a lucky day or have an unlucky day. Where you would fall a lot.
was that the gist with Katrina? So
that
you
was
would...
some of, I mean, at least in some of the games, that was part of it. I'm not sure if that's going to be what they're going to do here. It might just be for fun.
Is it just, yeah, because if it is it just for fun, just a thing to do, or
yeah,
you
we'll
get something from it or whatever.
No.
Also, our favorite rug lover.
Yes, Sahara is going to be there, and so is Kix, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To have a little. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Red too. So Red will have a home.
Oh yes, which is great.
Yes.
For especially because I know you're trying to finish that art. Collection
it
of yours.
Is fun. It is fun to have that goal, but it's so infrequent that he comes. And if you don't catch him that week, or if he doesn't come that week, it's just like. Mm-hmm.
And so, being able to like go visit him every day
would be
just
awesome.
Make it a little bit easier.
Do you think
it.
When he visits on his little boat that he'd be missing from the shop that day?
Ooh,
I wonder.
The market?
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good question. Also, are those
or is
characters
it just like Disney rules?
Uh-huh. Or is it like yeah, like in all the places? This is a different mascot. He's Red. Uh-huh. Wink, wink. And if you have paid to have those vendors, are they always going to be there or will they still be changeable? Like,
right. I did wonder about that. Like, is it a special like rotating selection?
Yeah.
Like they're there, but they travel still.
I'm trying to remember if they said anything that kind of suggested that either way. And I don't recall how they worded it exactly.
You know, they never said that they were permanent. Like they are in those RVs for a reason.
Right.
So because they can pack up and go, I do ponder that a little bit. So. It's interesting. We'll have to find out.
I want to see the ferry that's carrying their campers from place to place. We did mention a ferry, didn't we? That was one thing we wanted in our dreams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cute. Anything else in that on Harv's Island?
Some specializations. I think we covered it.
I think we're good there. So let's quickly go into Nook Mile changes.
Yes. Oh yeah, for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
There's loads of Nook Mile stuff.
We can briefly touch
on. Let's hit him.
Rare.
I'm Rare Rar. Hello, I'm Rare Rar. I will give a quick list of these things so you can touch on them if you want to or just skip by them.
Yeah.
We have the Island Life 101 tutorial update, which is for new players. So if you're brand new to the game, you'll have little walkthroughs.
Nice.
There's the Be a Chef DIY recipes.
So exciting.
Yeah. That's a big one if you want to talk about that for a hot
so
minute.
So we can make food and we can give food to our friends. We can eat food and use that energy.
Yep.
Yes.
To do things.
Instead of eating 5,000 apples.
Having to eat 20 apples.
You can
yeah.
eat two bowls of soup.
Yay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty
awesome. Wonderful.
And that comes.
And it's something we've asked for, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, because it's very Stardew Valley cooking. Right there. Like that's a basic
I'm assuming
thing.
With the vegetation that we have now, the new
veggies.
Farming. We have,
carrots and potatoes and tomatoes and and corns.
Do we have
wheat and sugar cane.
Sugar cane. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. All sound delicious.
And pumpkins.
And can pumpkin, I make an apple pie, a pumpkin
and more,
pie,
and more.
I'm gonna make a pumpkin pie.
Yes, pumpkin pie. That was we've got to have a pumpkin pie. I don't remember seeing it in the little screenshot, but I feel like surely they're gonna have one because wasn't that one?
If
the
animals Franklin? Have favorite foods, and we need to give them their favorite food.
I'm looking at more friendship points.
Looking at the screenshot of the recipes, and I see there's like a fish dish you can make, so you can bring fish that you've caught, and then you can cook with that.
That and wasn't that also like a fish dish was one of the items we did for Franklin? Franklin, right?
Yeah. You had to go find very specific fish.
Specific.
At least you can make bagels. You can make bagels.
Bagels, delicious bagels.
I wonder if you have to boil them.
I want to see them do all
it's
the
not
steps.
Bagels. Bagels.
Yeah, the recipes look like they're going to be really fun and just a lovely addition, whether you're going to eat them or just have them setting out. I love them.
Yeah.
Also, what else is new?
Pro camera. That's where you can see eye level view.
Thank you.
Tripod.
And so nice. You could take actual proper selfies.
Yes. Up close pictures.
So much. It's so good.
Hang out with your villagers and pose.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it looks like they fixed the thing where like when you get the right angle, but then the freaking tree's in the way.
Oh, yes. That you have to dig up the trees if you want the right view. Oh my gosh, that drives me nuts. But yeah, this is much better.
Beautiful.
Another update is the custom designs patterns plus. So you can use those sable patterns elsewhere.
Finally.
And also another thing about that is being able to use the patterns on walls and floors.
Yes.
And accent walls. I knew it.
Accent walls was a delight to see. I was like, that makes such a difference. Just looking at the room with just the accent wall, I was like, really ties the room together.
It really does. It's funny because it's true.
It's true. It does.
Like, it looks so good.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Leisha's house. Accent walls. It's great.
Shucks. And in fact, it's true. And in fact, that is part of the pro decorating license is the accent walls, which also includes the ceiling items, which I'm very excited about. They can have drop lighting and it's going to be so cute.
And shelving.
Drop lighting, drop shelving.
Just the drop lighting really just changes the structure.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cool.
I'm so excited.
I know.
and they're beautiful. They make me want to go out and buy those actual things for my home.
Right?
Like they are beautiful chandeliers.
I mean, that really should be the next step, Nintendo. Seriously, honestly, truly, make Animal Crossing froggy chairs. And
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of froggy chairs, internet?
Yes.
Internet
went.
You did it.
It was great.
Congratulations.
Totally loved
froggy
it.
Chair internet.
Yep. It happened.
You did it.
Yep.
It's real.
I saw it.
I want to wish a proper Mazel Tov to all of Froggy Chair Nation,
which is a very large and friendly
millions
nation.
Of Froggy Chair.
They suddenly
love.
Just like put it in a room though. They didn't give it the attention it so
no.
So
that was that was what was so great about it. I didn't even notice it. I saw it on Twitter and went, this is going to explode. And it sure did.
Yep. That's true.
You know, there were so many people just like staring at all of the frames and being like, Froggy Chair? No Froggy Chair.
There were people that are just watching it looking for Froggy Chair. And not only was there a green Froggy Chair, there was also a yellow Froggy Chair, which makes me wonder, will there be other color Froggy
Chair? Customize it.
Will there be a red one? Will there be a blue one?
Yep.
My.
Will there be a set of four Froggy Chairs?
Yep.
A girl can dream.
I mean, we can only wait and find out. And I'm sure it's going to be a delight no matter what.
Congratulations, Froggy Chair Nation.
Congratulations, Froggy Chair. Froggy Chair friends. And also something else that people were looking out for was, remember the white fence that people wanted?
Yes.
That was like
like in the original pictures and the promos from 2 years ago.
Finally, it happened to me.
What was so funny about the way they were talking about the fences, they were like, we have all these new fences. You could get this. And there was corrugated cardboard. And
corrugated
there was
iron.
corrugated iron. There
I
was
would
a
love
frozen
corrugated cardboard fence. Yes,
that would
I want
great.
That.
That
would be great. Too. All my cardboard.
There was frozen. There was like a different thing. There was some beautiful
fences. Would you like me to list
the
them
whole,
for you?
But the whole time you're watching, you're like, okay, but can you customize them? Okay, but can you customize them? Okay, but can I make that one yellow? Okay, but can I make that one green?
And yes, the answer is you can customize a lot of things. Yay!
Yay!
It's happened. Very nice indeed. Oh, and there's also new reactions that are going to happen. There's going to be 11 new reactions, including some double wave goodbye, which I love because some of our villagers do that. Mm-hmm. I love that one. And then also say cheese to name just a few of those guys. They look great.
Yep.
Stretching, I think, is another one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pro construction license, which will give us the 10 bridges and
Thank
10 inclines.
Thank you. This
Two
really
more.
Opens up
Two
my
more.
Designs.
Yes.
This is going to make Halloween Town happen.
Yes.
Is this only, are the extra ladders only in the special?
No. Ladders are part of are part of the update.
Yes, that's
which is great because that also really opens up a lot of spaces
the,
for me.
The ladders are a game changer. I don't even care about more inclines if I could have ladders everywhere.
Right? I know, that's going to be great.
And you can change the colors of them.
They look really
so
cute.
If I can't get those vines, at least I can put ladders all over my island. It's going to be so cute.
That was definitely a thing I didn't even know I wanted, but when they offered it, I'm like, yes, great idea.
Yes,
like,
perfect.
In a world somewhere, I dreamed of those ladders, but I didn't know how to articulate my interest and need for them.
Right, it's fair. Those ladders are good things. Love it. But that's, I think,
sorry,
and then
what
the,
else?
And the last thing was just the hairstyles, which we mentioned already.
Hairstyles.
That was also part of the new Nook Miles, but also Harriet's hairstyles are included in that. I think it's a total of 11 styles, including Harriet's styles, but I don't know. I didn't count them specifically.
I mean, it's a great. Lot. If it's less, if it's more, it's still great.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Right. And there, it looks like, I'm seeing the screenshot, it says redeem miles for various items. So there's other items that may be coming, such as the storage shed that I'm seeing.
The storage shed, they talked about that. And that is another thing I didn't know I wanted, but it's such a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to organize your storage, to put things in and out of it, to be able to move things around, to be able to, like, if you're traveling and putting stuff away, like, you could put one right by the dock and stuff. It's so good. Leash.
Can we also talk about the ATM machine that we
can put? ATM machine. You can put all over your island.
So
you
ABD. ABD.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. So you can just access your money anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
It's great.
Anywhere. Without going through doors.
Don't have to.
Without loading screens and doors.
It's a huge difference because it's so
the
nice.
Doors are the worst.
Because you can lose anytime there's a balloon in the air. If you go through a door, goodbye balloon.
Right? Balloon. You're making a decision right now. You're making a decision. Should I get the balloon? Should I go do this? Well, if I get a balloon, I have to go leave the plaza. Oh, nope. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to worry about that anymore. Come on. The outside cabinet storage and ABD machine. We're ready for you.
I love that. And it's a thing I didn't ask for. And I definitely know I need now.
Yep.
So I was very excited. I was
so good.
One of the more excited things.
I've been dreaming about it ever since. Because after watching the direct, I've actually started playing again finally.
Yay.
And I've been organizing things on my island and just getting things ready for the update.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning things up. And the whole time I'm like, boy, could I kill for a storage shed right now.
Speaking of storage, they're also upgrading the storage amounts because 400 was the max.
Yes,
and there's
now it's
gonna
like four times as much.
5,000 is the new cap.
5,000 is
so amazing.
So more than double.
4,000?
So good.
5,000. Amazing.
I'm just going to hoard double. Everything now.
Because I was going to start so throwing things away and now I could just sit tight for an extra couple weeks.
We're good.
Amazing.
Very quickly, gyroids.
Yeah, one more thing.
Gyroids.
Gyroids, yes.
Should we talk about after the break?
Crack? You see a little smoky crack in the ground?
Smoky
we could say it real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Smoky crack?
Smoky crack.
Gyroids.
Smoky crack. Okay, yes,
so, yes.
Gyroids.
Smoky cracks and gyroids.
Okay, smoky cracks
so,
and gyroids.
So, yeah, so if you wander around and you see a crack in the ground, if it's smoking, then there's a little gyroid fragment
oh
in the ground.
Gosh.
And you dig that up.
I'm so excited.
And then you replant it.
Yes.
And you give it some love and water.
Right.
And next day.
It's a real.
Is it the next day? Is it one day?
I don't know.
How long does it take?
Oh. At some point.
Sometime
you get to dig it up again and it's a whole real gyroid.
Yay!
and they're so cute.
Customizable.
They're
I could not get a
cuter.
My they're different looking than I think they
they're
are. I think they lean to
cute.
I think my initial reaction was, oh my gosh, they redesigned them and I love the redesign. And then I did have a little twinkle of, oh, I miss the old designs, but I'm happy with the new ones. They've decided.
I mean, there may be more than we saw.
That's also
we
true.
We only saw like 7.
There could be some traditionals.
So cute. Yeah. And I don't mind if I honestly love them so much that I won't be, I promise I won't be disappointed. They're very cute.
But they're customizable.
They're customizable. They've got different tech. They're made of different materials. Mm-hmm. They move in ways that are so, the animations look so cute.
They're
I can't
beautiful
handle
and cute,
it.
Cute. And you can make a whole gyroid quirky dancing room.
Right. And if you wanted to have them all customized the same color, it seems like you might be able to harmonize the mm-hmm. color family, even from the different groups of gyroids, which is really sweet.
Yeah.
And they look adorable.
I noticed, by the way, when they were featuring the gyroids, that there were little tiny shelves on the walls where the gyroids were sitting on little shelves. So I think that, like, if you put it on the wall, it comes with its own little wall shelf.
No. Oh my gosh, Noelle, I didn't notice that and I really want to look at that now.
That or you get to put your own little tiny shelves on the wall and then put your gyroids on it. But I think the gyroids come with their own little, because you know how when you hang a shirt in a wall it comes like a little hanger?
Yes, it's true. It has a little
so
platform.
I think the gyroid comes with its own little shelf, which is so cute.
I love them. I'm very excited for these gyroids.
So 100%. Cute.
They're one of my favorite things. And these are more than I could have hoped for, I feel.
It was more. All right, guys, let's take a break.
Okay.
And we're back from said break. Sorry,
so
you can't drink.
What a great break.
Oh, no! I'm too late.
What a great break.
This is a long episode, guys, but we're gonna power through we can get the rest of the stuff that we want to talk about. Yeah. And that is the paid portion.
Oh, yeah.
This. So this was the last major free update that is coming.
Also, there's new KK Slider songs in the free update.
Oh, yeah. Like several.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
And there's like yoga in the park.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yes.
And you could actually like take your Joy-Cons out of the little holsters and do them. Like,
yes.
You could actually do it an exercise. Oh. Or if you're feeling lazy, you could just like use your joystick.
Oh, yes, my gosh. I love it. It looks really cute. I think it's going to be very fun to do that in the morning with little friends. I think that'll be great. And also, speaking of weird movements you can make, if you have tight spaces in your house, like this little, you can like shimmy sideways.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about too. Yes, you can shimmy.
Oh, you can finally. Shimmy. Oh. Finally.
Anything else, Sarah?
Oh my gosh. I know. I'm trying to look. I feel like.
What we can do is we can very quickly talk about just some highlights of the.
Yeah. And we can talk more
Dream
about
Home
it.
Dream Home Resort, as we like to call it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pocket Pod. It's called Pocket Pod Dream Home Resort.
We'll remember other things.
But the important thing about the Dream Home Resort, also known as the Happy Home Paradise. But we've rebranded it. We like it better.
Dream Home Resort.
Works better.
Dream Home.
Our home is a very, very, very dream home resort.
Perfect. Yep. That was it.
But yeah, Happy Home Paradise. I know it's called that.
HHP.
HHP.
HHH.
But the important thing about this is a paid additional.
Yes.
That's true.
It's extra months.
Yes.
It's not the same price as the full game.
No, so. I was actually, I mean.
To me, it seems reasonable.
To me,
but
I was like,
it's still months.
Sold. Because it was, I was, in my mind, I'm like, okay, how much is this going to be? I was thinking $34.99. Like, that was my price point of like, if it's more than that, it's going to like, I'm going to have to wait and give it to like Desmond for a present or something.
Sure.
Because like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I was excited for it, but I wasn't like.
Trepidatious.
I wasn't like, if I have to pay for another game all over again, I'm not gonna. It's gonna be a hard pass for me for a while.
But yeah, they got the price point. I think they got it right.
So in the States, it is. Is it a hard 25 or is it $24.99?
It's $24.99.
$24.99.
In my head, it was 25. So yeah. Okay,
that's fine. I feel that's a good thing to do. Just, you know,
25 U.S. dollars.
You can't trick me with that dumb penny. I always round up. I've been rounding up my whole life.
Yeah,
you know the trick.
Not
to be tricked.
But it looks very, very, very. Awesome and exciting, and it gives us more tasks to do, which we've been asking for.
Yeah, like reason to
we
log in every
have a
day.
Job.
Yeah, that's right. Because you go to a little Gulliver, not Gulliver for crying out loud, Orville, and say, "Hey, I want to do. I want to go to work." Yeah. I'm like, "What?"
It's a little, its own little like red color, and that red color matches the shirt you wear when you go to work.
Yes, your little uniform is cute,
very cute.
So,
shirt.
What I think we should do in the whatever of time.
Yes.
Essence? In the essence of time?
Sure.
In the something of time. In the whatever of
time
blank
is of
here
the
time.
Essence. Yes.
In the something of time.
Yes. The nick of time.
The splash of time.
A little sprinkling of
time. A dollop of time.
You guys are not helping.
Just a dab.
You're making it worse.
Morsel of more time.
It's a phrase, you guys. These are not the phrases.
Modicum.
The something of time. Like
the
you're
land before
keeping
time?
It in mind. Minding the time, but that's not what I mean.
That's okay. I like all these terms.
Anyway.
Someone knows the answer, and it's
they're
not
shouting
me.
It. They're shouting it at their speaker, at their device. Their podcast
somewhere this turned into a quiz show
because I feel like that's close to the word that I want in my
head.
Well,
with the time we've just wasted.
Yes. What I think we should do is just like maybe each of us go through one or two things that we're really excited about in this new thing, and then we can always talk more. I'm sure we're going to talk more.
We will deep dive more about all the things.
But I'll go
this.
First because I don't want you guys to steal mine, like the Kiwi incident.
That's right. You do it, Leash. take the reins.
But I am most excited about the new NPCs that we have.
Yes.
When I first saw that little manatee-looking guy,
my.
I was like,
yes. Who is,
is that?
100%.
My heart.
What? Who?
What a cute
and then
little
I was
bud.
Like, and then I saw this little monkey,
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
I was like, wait, is this a monkey I'm supposed to know? First of all, the manatee. I was like, wait, is he a redesign of another character that I was?
For a moment, I was like, is that Wendell?
Yes.
Well, it's funny because his name is similar.
And I was, and. I had a moment because I was like, wait a second. Are we supposed to believe that they're related? Because is this one of those things? Like, is he like a cousin?
Yeah.
But a manatee and a whatever walrus. Wendell is, a walrus.
Right?
They're both mammals.
You can't convince me they're like uncle and nephew or something. No. Like, they're not the same animal.
One lives in a very cold area and one lives in a very warm area.
So, Nintendo, please don't try. Please don't try to trick us.
No. I was very confused. I was panicking.
I immediately recognized him as a manatee, and I knew he's very much. Manatee-y. He was a manatee. Yeah.
He is a cute little bud.
So we have Wardle and Nico. Nico the monkey.
Am
I supposed to know this monkey?
He's so cute. He's in the air 70% of the time.
I love how tiny he is. I love him.
I had to Google him because I did not know who he was. I didn't know.
Well, no, it's fair. He's new.
So who is he?
Because you didn't know.
This little guy.
You didn't know because no one knew. He's new to us.
Right.
I love him.
They're both new to us.
They're great. And Lottie is there too. And Lottie's still there too.
Lottie's old news, I'm so excited that she's there too.
Yes,
but she's got an important job and she's running the show over there.
She's doing a great job. So that was my number one. I mean, all the other stuff about it obviously is our selling points. Otherwise, I wouldn't spend $25 on two NPCs. But
that would be silly. That'd be very silly.
No,
I was super excited to see them.
Yes,
yes. That is a great delight.
Definite highlight.
Who wants to go next?
Sarah.
Oh, okay. I'll go. I can say I know something I've been asking for is to have old Animal Crossing furniture pop up. And I was very excited to see the sleek furniture make appearance when they showed up. It was Lopez with sleek furniture.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
With the metal accents and stuff.
Yeah, it looks like the Corbusier chair. It's like, and there's some new items that weren't in previous games. Like there's like either it's a bed or a chaise. I'm not sure, but it looks great.
Chaise. So exciting.
But yeah, good stuff. I'm very excited for that. So how about you, JB? What do you got to share?
Well, I was very excited. So you're not only decorating houses, you're decorating restaurants.
Yes.
And other buildings that are like more public work buildings.
And what's so special about that, JB? Once you complete it.
People come and use it.
Yeah. The restaurant's like an active restaurant. Yeah. So it's basically like The Sims. It's amazing.
It's so cute. It looks amazing. And they look so happy and sweet. I love it. I think they had sherb.
They're like using the kitchen. You created a kitchen and then they're going to cook in it. A little schoolhouse.
Oh my gosh. Guys, can I share another thing I'm really excited about?
Yes, and I also have one more thing too.
Okay, did you want to go first? Go. It's because we also go in turns. So
we're turning.
You go.
Leash. Wall partitions.
Yes!
Oh,
amazing.
Wall partitions
and the little
are so
and the little columns too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the both of them. Columns, yep.
And then includes the little counters as well at two different heights, if I recall.
The half height counters.
Well, I'm happy to say that was not what I was going to share. The thing I'm excited about was, and they were roommates. You can make friends, have
yes,
I
know.
Shared
friends.
Roommates. I love so much. I was so excited. I think that made me flip out because that was so cute and adorable. And I love it so much.
I definitely I have some imaginations there of like some of my normies finally living together and sharing their book collections.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, so
that does
cute.
Sound very precious.
Oh man, what's another one?
Oh,
I'm staring at the pictures.
This,
okay,
yes.
There was a moment at very much towards the end. So that this was the moment that Splitacker's Burbs shared with us.
Two burbs.
On Discord. If you looked carefully in the distance,
there were
animals, there were villagers
I know what you're gonna say.
Sitting on little inner tubes in the water.
Yes!
And what? I saw that and went, someone better show that to Lion Cake. And now, because
oh my gosh, I didn't see it.
A certain Lion Cake definitely dreamed about you know, floating in the water, right?
Because that beautiful, like an expansive northern coastline you can lounge on. Yeah.
It's the second to last picture if you look closely.
Okay, I'm going to look.
Little Deirdre's in the background.
It's so exciting. I just can't even handle how cute that was.
Scrolling through a million.
Also, the third to last picture was one of my favorites. It was just me.
Is that the sunset with Wardell?
It's me and Wardell sitting on a log.
There are little floaties. They've got little back pillows on the
so cute. Little floaties in the water.
Oh
like we're in the ocean.
High quality floaties.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just, nice. not just a tube. You're right. It's actual.
Oh my gosh.
Actual legit floaty.
So I'm guessing that these animals either just go and hang out there and you can talk to them to see if they have dream homes.
That seemed like what happened. So like you're there and you get to talk to someone and say, hey, can I build you a dream home? Or otherwise they're just hanging out, just vacationing on the island, doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're waiting for you to offer them a dream home. Yes. So they come and go and come and go, and sometimes they're there. It's kind of like city folk, right?
Yeah.
Like random people are on the island city. And or you know, just coming and going. So it's so cool because it's more opportunities to meet more villagers without having to spend 75 million leaf tickets to do it.
That's true. Oh, and then you can bring souvenirs from the Happy Home vacation. Already forgot. And then you can hopefully get your residents to want to have a vacation home as well. And after doing that repeatedly, or at least after making several vacation homes of an undetermined amount, you might be able to design your villagers' homes.
That was very intriguing, especially if you have some original villagers on your island and their houses are like this, so
the dirt floor with the wooden furniture.
Yeah, because I'm sure some people still have basic houses because, you know, you can't part with your OG villagers, right? So you have an opportunity to redecorate, and now you can make them the most beautiful houses because you have you have half partitions. And,
oh my gosh, it looks so cute.
It's so exciting. Like motivation to play and decorate, and it's a dream for
and
people.
And we can make our houses look like their houses now too.
You bring all those features.
Did we talk about that? I can't remember.
What do you mean?
The outside facade.
Oh, right. We didn't talk about that.
There's many more facades. We have like the thatched roofs and like all the other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So if you wanted to have an island theme, you can just adjust everything to have like everyone have thatched roof or everyone have
We didn't even get into ordinances. We got it.
The
there's,
ordinances.
There's much more to talk about.
We'll save that for the sequel.
Yeah. The sequel. Squeakquel.
Episode 177.
Yeah.
And probably 178, frankly. And
oh my gosh. Because by that point, the game will be out. We're going to be talking about.
Then we'll be talking about the things we're doing in the game again. And we'll be. Because we haven't done that in a while. Because this show used to be about things we're doing in the game.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since that's been the case.
We're excited. Yeah.
So. Can you tell we're excited about nothing that happened this week? Nothing at all?
Nothing. This was the most boring episode you've ever heard in your life.
Oh my goodness.
All right, guys. You ready to wrap it up and say goodnight?
Super ready.
Good mornings. And how do you do?
How do you do?
All right.
How do you don't?
I'd like to thank you guys for another fine episode.
You're welcome.
Co-hosting Pocket Pod.
Thanks.
With me.
Thanks for hosting
the show. Thanks. I'd also like to thank Jack Quay Blank of Monkey Cat Studios for another finally produced episode of Pocket Pod.
Thank you.
And I'm excited. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We appreciate it. And we're excited to talk more about it. If you have any thoughts and feelings that we didn't cover that you really want us to cover next week, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find us at any of the social medias. We are at The Pocket Pod.
The Pocket Pod.
Or you can email us at thepocketpod@gmail.com and we will do our best to reply or get you on the show. And by get you on the show, I mean talk about it on the show.
That. Yes.
The latter.
We'll even give you a fun voice.
Yeah. Maybe. All right, guys. You ready?